NAVFAC, Mike Oscar, 230, Maintenance and Operation of Petroleum Fuel Facilities, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 1, Introduction. 1. Which manual establishes basic standards and procedures for the maintenance of naval shore facilities involved in the receipt, storage, transfer, and issue of liquid petroleum fuels and lubricants? NAVFAC, Mike Oscar, 230. 2. What are one of the most essential commodities in military operations? Petroleum fuels. 3. The safe, efficient handling of petroleum fuels on shore is primarily the responsibility of COMNAVFAC, ENGCOM, NAVSUP, and what else? NAVAIR. 4. Which headquarters provides specialized or professional guidance and direction for the design, construction, maintenance, operation, repair, and alteration of public works and public utilities? COMNAVFAC, ENGCOM. 5. Which COMNAVFAC, ENGCOM divisions are responsible for administration, technical survey, inspection, or interpretation required for execution of COMNAVFAC, ENGCOM HQ technical programs within their assigned geographic areas? Engineering Field Divisions, Echo Foxtrot Deltas. 6. COMNAVFAC, ENGCOM Engineering Field Divisions schedule and conduct inspections, including the preparation of inspection reports, as required by which publication? NAVFAC, Mike Oscar, 322. 7. What has responsibility for operating and maintaining all bulk fuel departments at Naval Supply Centers? NAVSUP. 8. Which office has the mission of providing technical direction for petroleum programs within the Navy? Navy Petroleum Office, NAVPETOFF. 9. Which headquarters is responsible for the military readiness, maintenance, and safe operation of naval aircraft? NAVAIR. 10. Which headquarters is responsible for the military readiness, maintenance, and safe operation of all naval shipboard fuel systems? NAVC. 11. Who is responsible for budgeting, receipt, storage, accountability, issue, quality assurance, and environmental impact of petroleum products? Supply Officer. 12. Who is responsible for assisting the Fuel Management Officer in developing maintenance budgets and preparing estimates and recommendations for construction, maintenance, repair, and other projects required for continued operation of the fuel facility? Public Works Officer. 13. Burner fuels are primarily used in boiler applications and are of how many main types? 3. 14. What may be used to test fuel oils for contamination? Flashpoints. 15. What is used in space heating units, wick-fed lamps, bomb-type flares, cleaning tools and machinery, and as a vehicle for liquid insecticide sprays? Kerosene. 16. Gasoline requires a certain vapor pressure to ensure proper starting and accelerating qualities. What could be caused by too high a vapor pressure which prevents fuel from reaching the engine? Vapor lock. 17. What is added to some gasolines as a NOx inhibitor? Tetraethyl lead, Tango Echo Lima. 18. Which number is the NOx value normally expressed as? Octane. 19. What is used as a fuel in aircraft reciprocating piston engines? Avgas. 20. Some jet fuels, that is JP4, have flash points as low as how many degrees? Minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit. 21. What does the Navy use for heating, metal cutting, and brazing in dental laboratories, aboard ships, and in similar installations? Liquefied petroleum gas, Lima Papa Gulf. 22. Liquefied petroleum gas is normally stored as a liquid at a pressure exceeding its vapor pressure of which PSIA? 200. 23. From the standpoint of operation, the most important properties of lubricating oils are pour point, viscosity, viscosity index, and content of what? Sulfur. 24. Which grade of fuel oil is a light distillate used in vaporizing type burners? Grade number 1. 25. Which grade of fuel oil is used in atomizing type burners? Grade number 2. 26. which grade of fuel oil can be pumped and atomized at temperatures above its freeze point. Grade number 4. 27. Which grade of fuel oil can be pumped without being heated at temperatures above their freeze points? Grade number 5. 28. Which grade of fuel oil requires preheating in the storage tank to permit pumping and additional preheating at the burner to permit atomizing? Grade number 6. 29. Automotive type diesel fuels are made to Federal Specification Victor-Foxtrot-800 fuel oil diesel in how many grades? 3. 30. Diesel fuel made to specification MIL-Foxtrot-16884 is designed for use at all temperatures above what and as the principal burner fuel for steam-powered ships? 35 degrees Fahrenheit. 31. The only grade of kerosene carried in the military supply system meets which specification? ASTM Delta-3699-88. 32. Specification MIL-Golf-3056, Gasoline Automotive Combat, is a single grade of gasoline with two types furnished for use outside the continental United States. Type 1 is for use above 0 degrees Fahrenheit. Type 2 is used in areas where the ambient temperatures are consistently below what? 32 degrees Fahrenheit. 33. Which color is 8087 aviation gasoline dyed? Red. 34. Which color is 100-130 aviation gasoline dyed? Blue or green? 35. Which color is 115-145 aviation gasoline dyed? Purple. 36. Which type of jet fuel is used in land-based jet aircraft and other turbine-powered equipment? JP-4. 37. Which type of jet fuel is used by the Navy for carrier-based jet aircraft because of its high flashpoint and fire safety characteristics? JP-5. 38. Which type of jet fuel is a special kerosene-based thermally stable jet fuel used in high-temperature jet engines that is made in accordance with MIL-Tango-38219? JP-7. 39. Which type of jet fuel is a kerosene-based aviation fuel containing fuel system icing inhibitors and corrosion inhibitors that is programmed as a replacement for JP-4? JP-8. 40. MIL-Lima-22851 lubricating oil aircraft piston engine ashless dispersant is intended as a crankcase oil in aircraft piston engines. How many types are there? 3. 41. The use of which type of compounds and coatings, including galvanized materials, should be avoided in petroleum storage, distribution, and dispensing systems? Zinc and cadmium. 42. What is highly susceptible to corrosion due to the sulfur and sulfur oxides present in petroleum products? Copper. 43. Which material in contact with petroleum fuels in the presence of salt and surface water is undesirable? Aluminum. 44. Breathing in an atmosphere with as little as how many parts of vapor per 1 million parts of air can cause a condition similar to severe alcoholic intoxication? 500. 45. What removes the protective oils from the skin and produces dryness, roughness, chapping, and cracking? Gasoline. 46. How many types of materials are currently, at the time of this publication, being used as fuel system icing inhibitors? 2. 47. In the event of eye contact with anti-static additive, immediately wash the eye with water for how many minutes and consult a doctor? 15. 48. Which type of electricity is the electrical charge caused by two different materials, especially non-conductive materials, rubbing together? Static. 49. Which term refers to the practice of filling a tank or other vessel through a short pipe in the top and allowing the incoming liquid to fall through the vapor space to the liquid surface below? Splash filling. 50. It has been learned that if the fuel is in contact with the walls of the grounded system for a period of at least how many seconds, The static charge that has been generated will dissipate or relax. The fuel can then be pumped safely. 30. 51. Which process is the connection of an electric conductor to Earth using a ground conductor? Grounding. 52. What is the permanent joining of metallic objects to assure electrical continuity and equal potential? Bonding. 53. Since it is not practical to control the presence of oxygen, fires and explosions are prevented by controlling the amount of petroleum vapor and the sources of what? Ignition. 54. Never smoke within how many feet of any fuel handling system? 100. 55. Do not use open fires, matches, cigarette lighters, oil lanterns, welding torches, heaters, blow torches, or other open flames within how many feet of any fuel handling operation? 100. 56. Do not operate internal combustion engines within how many feet of fuel handling operations? 100. 57. Water contamination in petroleum fuel may take one of how many forms? 3. 58. Which type of water contamination consists of relatively large drops of water which, if left undisturbed, will settle to the bottom of the container? Free water. 59. Which type of water contamination is water that is chemically combined with the fuel? Dissolved water. 60. What are mechanical dispersions of oil and water having a frothy appearance? Emulsions. 61. Types of solid matter contamination most prevalent in petroleum fuels are iron rust and scale, sand, and what else? Airborne dirt. 62. What may exist in the area of the interface where petroleum fuels and water coexist? Bacteria. 63. Which color usually points to a bacterial contamination? Brown. 64. When it is possible to do so, fuels newly received by any means of transportation should be allowed to stand undisturbed in the receiving tank long enough to permit settlement of free water before the fuel is dispensed. Minimum settlement time is how many hours for lighter fuels? 2. 65. New bottoms for vertical cylindrical tanks should slope downward from the shell at a uniform slope of 1 inch vertically to how many inches horizontally to a bottom sump at the center? 20. 66. For tanks to be operated with filter circulation systems, the main suction line should terminate how many inches from the bottom of the center sump? 4. 67. Horizontal tanks with filter circulating systems should slope downward toward the suction end at a slope of 1 inch vertically to how many inches horizontally? 60. 68. Steam coils that are suspected of leaking should be hydrostatically tested at how many times the normal working pressure? 1.5. 69. Jet fuel, kerosene, diesel fuel, and number 1 and 2 burner fuels may develop a cloudy appearance with a drop in temperature. What is this known as? Temperature haze. 70. Pipelines should never be used for more than how many types and grades of fuel? 1. 71. What are helpful in controlling bacteria because they contain bacteria-killing agents and because they keep any free water present dispersed throughout the fuel? FSIIs, Foxtrot Sierra, India, Indias. 72. Which standard establishes standards for identification of military fuel facilities? Military Standard 161, Foxtrot. 73. Which color should be used as the primary warning color for petroleum products? Number 13655, yellow. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.